MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter again. When I was over in the Vanek area, the service kept dropping in and out. I don't know if any of my stuff got through. But to finish off yesterday, riding at night up just before Polaris, there's all sorts of deer and either elk or moose. I saw, I think it was four moose with four baby moose. Could have been elk. I guess I think it's moose because like a minute before I saw a sign that said Moose Park. So who knows? I guess a little body update. My bloody snot finally stopped yesterday. I had that for the first 4 days nonstop, but no issues yesterday or today, so that's good. Feet are still giving me issues, sort of, but they're a little better. I put my thicker wool socks on, and they fill up my shoes a little better, so I'm not sliding around quite as much. I think that's helping a little bit. Just that descent coming down, what is it, Medicine Lodge, Sheep, whatever, divide. I guess you could pedal it and go pretty fast down, but I just coasted for like almost an hour straight. It was very nice. I could almost fall asleep on the bike. Just rolled through Lima for a quick resupply. Still up in the air as to where my goal is today. Not a whole lot of climbing, so might be able to go pretty far. I don't really know. Depends on the wind and the road conditions. Yep, feeling pretty good. I guess an update on my eating habits. I've had no desire for like candy, like sweet, like gummy, sour, that type of candy. It's all been somewhat chocolate related or ice cream. Been living on ice cream sandwiches. I let them half melt on my Aero bars and then slurp them down. Yep, we'll see how far we get. Feeling good. It's a little warm now. It was cool in the morning, but roads are good. The rest of Bannock Road up to the divide was mostly hard packed, a little wet in spots. Definitely can't complain. Pretty bad headwind for a little ways though, but then nice quarter tailwind on the descent. All right, talk to you later. Forgot to mention I ran across a Trans Am racer who, of course, 5 seconds after meeting him, I forgot his name. That's pretty typical for me out here. But he asked me what day we were on. It's such a simple question. But I couldn't put together or like muster up the the mental strength to figure it out. Like it would usually take a couple seconds, but even though I feel like I have my wits about me, that was pretty funny for me to realize that maybe I'm a little more tired than I feel. I just wanted to mention that. I thought that was funny. Yep, feeling good to be out of the jagged, rocky mountains of Canada and northern Montana. Things mellow out a little here. Take the Heifer Highway from Polaris to Idaho. Tons of cows. Yep, talk to you later.